what?
I'm sober. I'm, like, not hungover. I'm fine. I mean, expecting to be trash today.
Do you need some alcohol or weed?
Yeah, what do you need? All of the above.
All of the above?
Yeah, I need some more time off.
Can someone deliver?
I knew someone who actually used to do that on the radio in Phoenix. Used to go, I need to hear from someone for about my hits.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. And they would show up about half an hour later. Hello, hey, buddy. That was his name.
This is what's happening right now, isn't it?
You have somebody.
This is the message. I knew a guy. Those are the key words.
Chief. No, I don't know what you're talking about. Need to see you, Chief. Nope. What?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
I haven't told Sluggo this yet because I think we want to wing it.
Okay.
But
yes, let's wing it.
In the 4 o'clock hour, you didn't get anything yet for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So you call us and we'll give you suggestions.
Oh, you still haven't hooked up
your
special human yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, this is the point, let's be honest, where most people drive by a gas station.
No gas stations.
And
no.
They buy something in a gas station.
No.
A candy bar and flowers that will die yesterday.
My lady was at Trader Joe's, I think, today, and she said she's never seen more people buying flowers than any time in her life.
Come I guarantee on. That's today as well.
It's just the last minute drop in. You got to think a little more. So, yeah, well, you have some ideas as to where they could go?
No, you and I are going to make them up.
Oh, we're going to come up with
they're
it.
They're going to
call
us.
Oh, you guys are screwed.
And we're going to give them answers.
Okay.
And we'll see how that goes.
All right.
We'll also talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you like it?
It was amazing.
I loved it.
Snoop doing all the stuff he did before.
So great.
And M taking a knee. Very cool, man.
Yep. Loved all of it. Yep. Couple married 91 years.
Wow.
It feels like 180.
You start to do the math on that.
That's insane.
They've been married 91
years. Wow. Well, they got married when they were fetuses?
They were 10 and 12.
Feti? Oh, really?
Thank you for asking.
Wow.
So we'll talk about that. And also, don't eat soap. That's an important PSA. So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Thanks to Chief for stopping by a few minutes ago during that song.
That was quick. Was he waiting downstairs?
He's always in the area.
Wow,
yeah,
very cool. Yeah. Super Bowl halftime show, I loved.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're from Southern California, you love it.
Right. Makes sense, yes.
I would assume other people do, but specifically,
yeah,
it's a Southern California.
Perfect show for Rams Super Bowl.
Yeah, agreed.
Appearance, 100%.
And was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when they don't perform to tracks, but they perform to actual band playing the music.
Yeah.
I love that.
You mean you got to really know what you're doing. You got to have the real talent to be able to do that. Yeah, and you know, and so many people loved the Prince appearance a few years back.
Uh-huh. I love that. That was my favorite one of all time.
Right. And a lot of people agree with you and saying this is equal and or rival.
I think this is equal at least.
Yeah.
But who knows? It was just yesterday. Maybe I'm just typed up.
Right.
But I really
loved
it.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Dr. Dre came out. Mary J. Blige. Yep. Snoop came out. Eminem.
I love Snoop.
I do too.
Snoop's my man.
Eminem came out and did Lose Yourself. And then there had been a controversy going on with the NFL. Where they said, we don't want you to kneel.
I mean, why? Who?
Like Colin Kaepernick, that whole thing.
It's just this side of telling you not to do anything. Or me, for the most part, but you especially, if you say, don't do this, that's the one thing you're for sure going
to
do.
What they should have said to Eminem is, go ahead, we don't care.
Yeah. In fact, we want you to. We think it would be a good gesture.
But he knelt at the end of his song, and I loved
good.
It.
Good, yeah, man.
And then
freedom of whatever.
The bombshell hit. Snoop smoked weed before the Super Bowl halftime show.
I can't believe that people are having such a...
What? Did you see the crazy outrage over that? I don't even understand it. I mean, I wouldn't have understood it 10 years ago.
Never. Really?
But especially now.
Yes. Especially now.
It must be people who don't know Snoop.
Yes. Who are they?
I don't care. I don't know. It was a New York paper. It was the Times or the Daily News or whatever.
Oh, they just love to be upset. New York Times.
Yeah. So it was just a big headline. Oh, Snoop smoked weed before the Super Bowl. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding.
That's a hell of a scoop. How'd you get that?
And then I saw this guy's response on Twitter. Yeah. And I believe it's sarcasm and I believe it's perfect.
Did you hear the news? He had weed. He had a reefer cigarette in his hand before the show, and he smoked it. The lack of professionalism And I was such a fan. I loved the song he does. I would have never thought, Snoop. I would have never thought.
How perfect is that?
It is. That is.
If Snoop didn't smoke weed, I'd be upset.
Right? You know who's very, very shocked and probably backing away now is Martha Stewart. She had no idea that Snoop would ever smoke weed.
Oh, I'm sure she's saying that.
No, she's not even.
No. She probably was
she's
so
like higher
high
than he was.
With him, yes. Happy Valentine's Day, my friend.
Don't ever say that kind of thing to me again when you're in the same room. That's horrifying.
But on the phone.
But right back at you. Yeah, that's fine.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I didn't think this was possible. The headline is couple married for 91 years.
91 years. Wow.
How does that work out? How does that work out?
Right?
How is that possible?
Wow. It's going on 20, so we've done... And
91 years.
71 more years
are
to go.
Are they 150?
They gotta be.
Zachariah and Shama have been married for 91 years. They were Jewish orphans in Yemen when they were kids. And the Jewish community, to protect themselves, sort of like to marry off, if you're orphans specifically, they were 10 and 12. They got married and they moved to Israel as soon as they could.
Okay.
To try.
All right.
Okay. 91 years they've been married. And the headline says still in love.
Oh, that's nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, you would think.
See, it can happen, people. It can happen.
But I'm going to read you. This is the music that is underneath the story. And then there's writing on the screen that I'm going to read to you. It's him talking to her. And they're not, of course, speaking English.
Right.
So you start the music and I'll start this at the same time. This is Zachariah. He looks like he's 110. That's Shama. She looks like she's 120. They've been married for 91 years. Remember, this is my first and last woman.
I guess that's true.
That I married. And I never threw her out.
Well, that's romance.
And then, hold on, so stop her right there.
Okay.
So she says, he says, what? I never threw you out. And she goes, shh. Any couple that does that.
Right.
All right, continue. They both grew up as orphans. He was motherless, so was I. Orphans, apparently, again, were often wed early to keep them within the Jewish community. And then he gets all cocky. Shama and Zachariah were just 10 and 12. She says, we didn't lick honey in life.
Okay, sure.
Meaning they had a really difficult
life. That's a very Israeli sort of...
They were on their own.
Analogy, right?
They had no house. They cleaned a donkey barn and lived in it.
Wow.
Now there's a bunch of sheep here. In 1948, they fled poverty and went to Israel.
It's always a quiet place to be.
And they became parents to 11 children.
Wow!
He can't remember.
They ask how many kids he has?
I already can't remember how many there were.
That makes sense.
He says.
I get it. 11.
You can't remember how many. If 64 grandchildren.
Wow.
64.
Wow.
Smoking a pipe?
I was going to say, they're smoking a bong. Yeah, it's a bong rip.
He's had a lot of time to think about what makes a happy marriage. Okay, this
I
is good
guess
for
so. 91 years, yeah.
What's the secret? God had her sent to me. I was lucky to win her. Now she looks at him like with hate when he says that.
Sure.
Then he says, women flock to me like a herd of sheep. But I didn't take any of them.
Oh,
they still love being together so many years. Without fighting, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
Happy to spend our lives together. God protected us all the way.
That is awesome.
And let the two of us die together. That's how it ends.
That's wow.
Well, they haven't died yet, but
right.
They're gonna.
Wait, that's your professional opinion?
Maybe this week.
Nice way to wrap up the Valentine's Day.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
I don't know if you saw... I know you don't follow the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Corporation.
You know, I used to, but they got really generic. It used to be really fun. It was like a party zone.
Yeah.
But now it's just sort of, you know.
They were funny yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday during the Super Bowl, there was an ad for Uber Eats.
Okay.
And basically, it's advertising that you can get them to deliver anything, not just food.
Okay.
And right. they did that by showing people who got, like, laundry detergent and mops.
Right.
Anything
which
that's
is a
not,
great Valentine's Day present, we
anything
learned.
Anything that's not edible.
Right. Okay.
And they showed people, because the bag said Uber Eats, they showed them eating it. And going, this is terrible.
Right.
And their point is that Uber Eats now delivers stuff that's not food.
Sure. Unless it's paper and the president can eat it. Well, ex-president.
Correct.
Yes.
So the U.S. Consumer Product Safety mm-hmm. put out a tweet yesterday that said, do not eat soap. That's the whole tweet. Do not eat soap.
What is 2022? People seem to be particularly
now,
not bright.
I'm guessing that's a reference to that
the
commercial.
Uber Eats commercial, yeah.
There's no link to it. There's no reference to it. It's right. just do not eat soap.
Don't eat soap.
Maybe it's something they put like on a weekly basis because they feel like they need to.
Yeah, maybe it's a new COVID, cure.
Another one of those?
Yeah, maybe someone's out there saying, eat soap. That'll get rid of the COVID for you.
I am going to go again with my theory that people who eat soap aren't the ones that are going to cure cancer. So maybe let them eat soap.
Let them go ahead.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, right there, man.
Nobody's going, I'm going to eat soap. Oh, I just saw a tweet. Maybe I shouldn't. I'm going to cure cancer. That's not a thing. Somebody that's dumb enough to eat soap, you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thin the herd.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thin the herd.
Okay, bye-bye. It's sort of like a herd immunity, but it's...
yes.
Gets her done quicker.
Listen,
right?
We're not going to be losing anything here.
Yes, throw in the towel on trying to save that.
Right.
If they're sinking that way, if that's what they're saying, let them.
Eat effing soap.
Go right ahead.
Right? I mean, let's just stop arguing with people who really don't need to be amongst us. That's all I said. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird that it is because we celebrated yesterday. I was like, you know, I got to go in and work for the man on Valentine's Day.
You should have given yourself the whole week. You should have at least lied and told everybody you spent the whole weekend. So.
You're right.
What's wrong with you?
You know, but a lot of people, you know, you're going home and you don't have anything planned yet.
It's possible you've been overwhelmed.
Right. It's been a little crazy.
And it skipped your mind and maybe you heard it a time or two. Well, you're not going to play that yet, but we're going to use that for a person.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard it a time or two, but you thought, oh, I need to get on that, but you didn't.
Never got around to it.
So what we're offering you is a Valentine's Day save.
That's right. We actually have some ideas.
They're not great.
No.
But listen, you're the one that didn't come up with something on Valentine's
That's
Day.
That's right. So your lack of idea is worse than our possible ideas.
Exactly. So give us a call at 818-955-KLOS. And, you know, tell us how long you've been together.
Right.
And we'll come up with something.
We'll come up with something for you to save at the last moment.
It may not be good.
Probably not.
Right.
Right. But neither is going home going, I forgot.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. Oops. So 818-955-KLOS for a Valentine's Day save.
From Kevin and Slugger.
Listen, you're trusting your Valentine's Day with us. That's on you. Our ideas might not be great. That's on us.
That's, yeah. Well, we'll take that.
Let's
we're
give
fine
it a
with
try. 818-955-KLOS.
See, now, we could be giving away WHO tickets. You know, that might save you. Hey, I got WHO tickets for Valentine's Day for the show in October, November. But yeah, but it's too late.
Yeah.
See, you waited too long mm-hmm. to win WHO tickets. We gave a ton away last week.
So we're here for a Valentine's Day save.
Yes. And you don't have a plan yet? We want to talk to you if you don't have a plan yet. You don't have a plan yet?
Not yet. I was going to plan to pick something up with the kiddos here on the way home, but I figured after hearing this, why not call the experts?
I love not yet, A.
Yeah.
B, we are not experts.
well, experts at putting things off and screwing up. I mean, that kind of
sure,
makes sense,
that.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So how long have you been married or had a girlfriend?
We've been together for 18, 19 years.
Ooh, wow. That's a little late to be stopping on the way home.
Yeah.
What was your plan with the kids?
Let them, go by the supermarket or one of the places here, and I was going to use the flowers and just let them have at it. Anything that comes for them tends to soften any blow. So,
right, but know, what
they,
are you going to do?
Go wrong. Flowers and probably beef jerky. She's a carnivore at heart, so I know that'll
I'm
win
sorry,
her
hold
over.
On a second. I thought you said flowers and beef jerky.
Yep, no, you heard it right.
Listen, we can't come up with anything better than that.
Yeah, flowers and beef jerky is pretty amazing.
You win.
All right, sounds great.
Congrats, man.
Yay, well, she's going to love it.
Call us back and let us know how she likes the beef jerky.
Yeah, and you,
beef jerky.
Yeah, and you can stay with us for a week on the couch.
I will definitely do so.
Okay, thank you.
Right on.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thanks.
That guy has a easy. Great idea.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Larry.
Hey, Larry, you don't have anything yet for Valentine's Day?
No, I'm just driving out. I'm like 5 minutes away from the house. I've been in Arizona. I just got back here to California.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not an excuse. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know.
He's working on his excuse to her already.
I know, but I'm just letting him know
that's not going to work.
That doesn't work because it's also Valentine's Day in Phoenix. So.
Turns out.
Well, Tucson.
All right, what are your ideas? Oh, Tucson is hell. All right, what are your ideas? What were you thinking?
Well, I was going to do the flowers, but, you know, that means I did something wrong. But
no, it doesn't. Not for Valentine's Day.
Well, maybe it does in that case.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right, okay. But,
how long has it been since you've seen her?
So, I saw her this morning.
Oh. I thought you were just coming back from...
Tucson.
Okay.
I got back last night from Tucson.
Shaky as hell, man.
Yeah. Shaky.
Do you have money?
I have money.
All right. So why don't you make a reservation at a hotel and go, surprise, honey?
Yeah.
You don't like it. Okay.
Yeah, but there is a particularly good hotel. Does she like room service and all that sort of thing?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we looked one up that's pretty damn romantic and nice, and amazingly, they are taking reservations for tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't sound very excited,
but we'll...
Are you not into that idea?
I'm down for anything that'll make me through this night.
Okay, right. So you had this planned all along.
Right. Surprise, honey. I've had this planned for a month.
The Bonadventure, downtown. You know that hotel, right?
Sure, in L.A.?
Yep. They have city view rooms available tonight, and it's like $441. Not too bad.
Right. I could probably swing that and still
you'd be a hero.
Yeah, man.
Have some like strawberries delivered.
Yeah, delivered. Yeah, they'd have it. Yeah.
A bit of champagne.
Dude. You're looking out on Los Angeles.
Yeah, I like the view. I'll check it out.
All right.
He's not going to do it. She could
be going there tonight, but she's going to get something else instead.
What's her name?
Beef jerky.
Her name's Lauren.
Sorry, Lauren.
Lauren, yeah.
We tried our best. Thank you for calling.
He's like, what the hell, man? 818-955-KLOS. You don't have plans yet.
Last minute Valentine saves.
We will do it for you, but you got to play along.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And I know my people.
Yes.
Because I was for a long time this person.
We're still with you there, mostly.
On the way home, you realize,
oh, man.
Valentine's Day.
Damn it.
So we're doing Valentine's Day saves. Do you not have anything for Valentine's Day yet?
Nope, nothing.
Good work. How long have you been together?
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah, or 8, and I don't know. It feels like 10 years.
Feels like 10. Okay, maybe it's 5. Feels like 10. What were you... I mean, you had to have something in your mind. What were you thinking in the back
here? No plans. I don't know. Nothing, to be honest. I actually forgot, too, though. I heard the radio. Like, oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day. All right, what can we do last minute?
I have an idea. Yeah.
I have an idea.
Do it.
Make her a romantic playlist. Costs nothing.
No. Boo.
What do you mean, no? Hey, why are you booing?
Boo.
That's a good idea.
You're an expert.
I am an expert.
What? It's coming at you from both angles.
What's happening? Oh, I thought that was good. All right, well, let's hear your sluggo.
I like this one. The one... Oh, we've upset
They're
the baby
me now.
Yeah, see, even the baby's crying. Look at that idea.
All right, we do have some more in the pocket.
Let's not waste them on him, though.
Yeah,
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like being. I'm just trying to help, and I'm getting
booed by a baby or an animal.
What is that?
Well, we wish you luck. Keep listening, and maybe you'll hear an idea you can steal.
Oh, stop
right.
it!
I'm good.
Stop.
Baby hates you, Kevin.
I thought that was
sad.
I mean, it wouldn't have cost him anything. Why would you do? 818-955-KLOS. Valentine's last second save. We're talking about last second Valentine's Day saves.
Yes, we're trying to help you out. If you still haven't gotten that special someone something special, we want to try and come up with something for you. So give us a call.
No, so far, no one has liked any of our ideas.
No, they're all poo-pooing all of them.
818-955-KLOS.
Hey, guys, I'm calling not because of Valentine's Day, but remember the sports superstition calls that you took a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
Hey, I'm the Rams guy, and my shrine came through, and I just wanted to gloat about it.
We were wondering what made them win. It was your shrine, huh?
You were going to leave the shrine up, and if they won, you were going to take it down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to watch the game on replay tonight because I was at the game, so I'm going to watch the recorded version. Then I'm taking the shrine down.
But why would you take it down if they just won the Super Bowl? Doesn't it continue through next season?
Oh, no, no. It won't work again. No.
It's like I'm done right now. I need some baseball or something.
To bring you back down? It's like taking heroin after cocaine? Well, congratulations to you and to your Rams.
Yes, and thank you for putting up the shrine. All right, let's move on.
All right, KLOS, hello.
Hey, standing up in Ventura here.
Are you minus a plan for Valentine's Day tonight?
Oh, damn. If any holiday was a Hallmark holiday, Valentine's Day is nothing but that.
Right, but it's too late for that. I mean, is your woman going to expect something?
Well, yes and no. She says every year I don't get her anything, but I get her something every year. So that means I don't really have to get anything, right?
No, that's not how that works.
That's the worst
interpretation. It actually gets worse and worse and worse.
Have you met women?
I've been married for 30-plus years.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I mean, if she complains that you don't get anything...
Then you need to really come up with something good.
Yeah, I would think step it up versus...
Yeah.
Versus not getting anything.
Diamonds worked really good for a moment.
Diamonds?
Yeah. But you can't afford diamonds every year, let's be honest.
Yeah, no.
So are you going to not do anything?
Well, somebody said something about Who tickets, though.
No. We don't. You have to use your time machine and go back to last week when we were giving them away. Do you have your time machine in operating order?
I do somewhere.
Well, good, man.
All right, go back.
So remember when he won? He won. You don't know yet, but you're going to win the Woohoo tickets. Yes. So you get to take her to the show.
Excellent.
So have a great time and call us tomorrow with a review. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You don't have anything for a playlist? I'm sorry, for a Valentine's Day?
You're stuck on that playlist.
I was, yeah.
I have nothing planned. It was a birthday last Friday, Valentine's today. I did take it to Vegas last week. I kind of tried to bundle everything together.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah. Don't bundle, man. Yeah. Bundling never doesn't work.
Well, I mean, I used to try that. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
work.
Everyone tries it.
Yeah.
It's just,
every guy tries
it's bogus.
So, you know, I did throw it in the card that I wrote, happy birthday and happy Valentine's Day. She wasn't falling for it, so
yeah.
I need some help.
Well, I think, how does she feel about someone suddenly bursting into song right in front of her and freaking her out? Does she like that? Like, if someone were to sing her a happy song all of a sudden right in front of her face, would she be happy with that?
Oh, she would love that.
Ah,
absolutely.
All right.
I mean, you can get a singing telegram.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do that. Yes, sir. That sounds like a great idea.
We actually went and looked, and they're available in the area all over Los Angeles tonight.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it? Gig Salad? Is that what it is, Ann? Gig Salad? Is that where they
are? I believe so. Gig Salad, yes.
Yeah. Stop by there and look up Singing Telegrams, and you can get...
Or just type in Singing Telegrams Los Angeles.
Yeah, and you can get Elvis. Who else did they have? They had all sorts of...
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe will show up.
That was pretty hot.
Yeah, you should have Marilyn Monroe sing to your wife. That would be pretty hot. Yeah, we like that idea.
It sounds pretty expensive. I'm probably just going to go ahead and freestyle a love poem or something.
Please. I would like you, since you're going to freestyle it, I would like to hear little bit.
A sample.
Of what that might sound like.
Yes, please, go.
How about roses are red, violets are blue. Please don't bite, it's okay to chew. No, that's
wow, very lovely.
That is beautiful, and I wish you were my man.
All right, guys, thanks
for good luck. 818-955-KLOS.
You don't have anything for Valentine's Day? This is the last-ditch Valentine's Day. We're talking about Valentine's Day last saves, last-ditch effort. You need one?
You know how when you get a divorce and then you have the certain time period before it's totally final?
Right.
My final day was Valentine's Day.
Yes. Yay, congratulations.
So I celebrate my divorce.
That's great.
Every day on Valentine's Day now you celebrate your divorce.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, we're glad that dickweed is gone. Who needed him? Right on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Valentine's, I plan on putting my b**** in your mouth.
Where you been? We've been missing you and your b****
This is such an important day for us. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. KLOS, hello.
The Greg.
Greg, you are caller 13.
Bing, bing, bing.
Awesome.
That means you get a family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm to enjoy Knott's Peanut Celebration going on now until March 6th.
Charlie Brown.
Right on, right on. Thanks, you guys. Love listening to you guys in the afternoon.
Thank you very much. All right, let's talk about Rams.
Rams!
Who was at the game?
Oh, yeah. Anybody at the great. Game. We want to talk about that. If
that
you
must
were at
have
the
been
game.
Great.
Right? To be at one of those events, especially something so massive when your team is winning,
yes.
It's just there's nothing like it.
I've been to a decent amount of Super Bowls, mm-hmm. and a lot of times they're dull.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of times it's all one-sided, and your team's not even in it,
yep.
and it's just...
Yep.
It isn't as great as you would think it is. This, yeah. on the other hand,
was perfection.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And although it wasn't super high scoring,
right.
at the end, it was crazy tense.
Yes.
There's a video that I just reposted on my Twitter at the Kevin Ryder, and it's Sean McVay, the head coach of the Rams, and he's mic'd up.
Right.
And it's at the very end of the game, and it's fourth down and one.
Right.
The Rams stop the Bengals, and they win the Super Bowl. And Sean McVay is going up and down, and he's talking to the defense. He's like, goes to Aaron Donald, who's the best defensive player in the league, and says, this is the time. We need to stop here.
Right.
And fourth and one?
Yeah.
I would assume that favors the offense. I don't know the numbers, but fourth and one isn't that hard to make.
Right.
But they were unable to make it because of Aaron Donald. And you can listen to Sean McVay walking up and down the sidelines. Then you can listen to himself talking to himself going, Aaron Donald's going to make this play. And then Aaron Donald makes the play.
Right.
And then at the end of the audio, you'll hear him run out onto the field and congratulate him on winning the Super Bowl.
Less than a yard to gain on fourth down with 43 seconds remaining.
Hey, what else could you want? What else could you want? Right now, let's go. Let's go. Hey, Aaron, this is the moment. Right now.
Championship right here. Aaron Donald's gonna make a throw. Burrow to throw for it. He's hit. He flings it away on fourth down. Aaron Donald got there.
Yes! Yes! Are you in?
The greatest of all time does it in the biggest moment of Super Bowl 56.
Aaron! Hey! Get out! Hey, I do!
World champs.
Great job.
We're world champs.
Yes, sir.
We're world champs.
I knew you'd make that play.
We're world champs.
I knew you would make that play.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
What a great Super Bowl to have been to, especially if you're a Rams
fan. Were you there? Who was there? We want to talk to you if you were there.
818-955-KLOS. Call now. Talking to people who were at the football game yesterday.
Hi. I was at the Rams game last night.
Are you hungover?
No, actually I'm not. I was sober. I didn't want to miss that moment.
Ah, and how was it? How much screaming did you do? I'm surprised you can even talk today.
Oh, my God. It was an amazing game. Amazing.
You couldn't have possibly been straight on with that final play. How did you have to watch the refs to see if he made it or not, or how did you tell that it was over?
No, I knew Donald was going to come through.
You did.
I knew he was going to come through. I wasn't nervous at all until that time. But I knew he would, in my heart, I knew he was there. He wasn't going to let them get through. He wasn't going to let them get through.
He made the last two plays, didn't he? Didn't he grab the guy just before? Yeah, I thought he did. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes, he did. Whoa. It was awesome. My grandson bought me that ticket.
What?
He's 19 years old. I'm a fan from 1980.
Nice.
I got to experience that game with my grandson.
Nice.
And it was just amazing.
What That's a great awesome. Grandson you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, no kidding.
I do. He's the grandson of the year.
What's his name?
His name is Jalen.
Jalen!
Well done, Jalen.
Yeah, we love you. Right on. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye you now. Guys have an awesome day.
Thank
Who's
you.
House?
Who's house?
Rams house!
Indeed.
818-955-KLOS.
We're talking about people who were at the Super Bowl game yesterday.
Hey, how are you? I was at the game last night.
Woo!
Are you hungover?
I'm not hungover. I was head of the audio for the halftime show for the union.
You were head of the audio for the halftime show. What a nightmare that must have been.
I'm crazy busy.
It was awesome.
Was
man.
It?
It was awesome. It was so cool.
I think I just start thinking about all the things that might go wrong.
Yeah, you must have had a dream or two the night before.
Oh, my God. It was a little stressful, but it was awesome, man. We had great union workers, all Local 33 LA, stagehands in the house.
Well, it sounded great, and clearly that's one halftime show that's going down in the history. So well done, man. Nice that you had a yeah. hand in it.
It was great, man. Those guys will never play together again, ever.
Yes, probably true. Probably true. Right on. Thank you for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, it's Neighbor Dave. How you doing, Kevin Sluggo? What's up?
Neighbor Dave.
Neighbor Dave!
Were you there at the game yesterday?
Oh, hell yeah, buddy!
Nice!
My son-in-law hooked us up, man. And it was just incredible.
Listen to all of the...
I know, yeah. People getting people tickets.
People
to
who hooked up to other people in their family. That's
yeah,
crazy cool.
Really cool, yeah. What was his name?
Oh, Cameron. Cameron Harris.
Cameron rules.
Hey, he's the man, dude. And I'm like, oh, wow, no way. And well, we were semi-VIP.
What does that mean, semi-VIP?
Well, it wasn't like I wasn't up with Snoop Dogg. And
gotcha.
Stuff.
I gotcha.
So what time did you get home last night?
Oh, we didn't get home until this morning.
Nice.
That's the way to do it. Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS. We want to talk to you if you were at the Super Bowl yesterday. Kick me in the head.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. One more call from a guy at the Super Bowl yesterday. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I was talking about the game. I got the advantage of being to go down on the field. I work for GE Sports.
Nice. And,
I was in control of the to get the field goal kicker's ball. I was the only one to get kicked out, I think, last night.
Okay. Wow. What did you do to get kicked out?
Well, I was grabbing all the footballs. I had about four of them, and we're supposed to wipe them down and everything, and then we're putting them away, and then I couldn't grab onto the where the balls go into that bag, and I told one of the Rams cheerleaders, hey, can you, grab my ball sack over there, will you?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You know, I was waiting for the ball joke, and it took a minute, but there it is. There it is.
Yeah.
It was slow and developing.
So, and so they kicked me out.
We're going to kick you out, too, now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Aaron Jones is who that is. Supercharged. That's still a favorite of yours?
Yep.
I love that song. What a great little ditty.
I don't think I'll stop loving that song
ever. Yeah.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Congrats to the LA Rams for winning the Super
Woo!
Bowl. We talked to a bunch of fans who were at the game. One of them, whose grandson bought her the tickets.
That's so awesome.
She's been a Rams fan since 1980.
And what a good grandson. Why can't we all have grandkids like that?
I don't
Step
think
up.
Old enough yet, but soon.
Yeah, no, yeah.
There's a couple married 91 years, and they say they're still happy, although I think his idea of happy is different than hers.
He said something about sheep following him, so I don't know.
And the U.S. Consumer Group wants you to know that it's not cool to eat soap.
Your tax dollars at work. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for Knott's Berry Farm, Knott's Peanut Celebration. A family four-pack to Knott's Berry Farm to enjoy Knott's Peanut Celebration going on now until March 6th with all your favorite Peanuts gang characters like Charlie Brown, Snoopy, Linus, and Lucy. Tickets and more info at Knott's.com, or we'll take caller 13 right now. At 818-955-KLOS.
Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer hit number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1987. It stayed there for 4 weeks. It was on this day in rock in 1990 when the Rolling Stones turned up for the first time in Japan. Their first ever tour of the country began in Tokyo. It was on this day in rock in 1992 when Bohemian Rhapsody exploded back into the universe thanks to Wayne's World being released.